September 11. Our reading today builds on the truth taught in September 5 about moving the ancient boundary stone and then adds insight to it. Consider this additional insight as you read Proverbs 23, verses 10 to 11. Do not move an ancient boundary stone or encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong. He will take up their case against you. In chapter 22, verse 28, we read, do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. Here is added the Lord's concern for the fatherless. Literally, it says, into the field of the orphan, do not go. Once while visiting my dad, we had occasion to go into a field dominated by a mean bull. While we had to be there, we made sure to stay close to the tractor and safety. This is something of the idea here. We should so respect the property of the orphan that we are afraid to even go into his field, much less to try to take some of it as our own. Not because we're afraid of a mean bull, but because of our fear of a mean lawyer. Dr. Garrett writes, this text envisages a court battle in which one party has wrongfully seized the property of another party, and God himself takes on the role of the attorney for the wronged, weaker party. The party that attempted to defraud cannot possibly win. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for guarding the rights of the weak and helpless. I want to be just as zealous to not take advantage of those who don't have an earthly protector. I want to be content with what you have given me. Amen.